Ladies and gentlemen, Dallas Snyder.
Good evening. As usual, I have good news for you. And the good news tonight is you are never stuck. You are never cast in concrete, in anything. That goes for your personality, for your life, for who you think you are. You can change anything about yourself. That is the most marvelous gift that this thing that we call God has given us. We are never stuck. The world wants to tell you that you're stuck, that you have a personality that you got when you were a child, that your parents helped you to develop. You took on that role, and now you must play that role out to the ends of the earth. This is not true. You can remake yourself every moment of every day. So if you're having any thoughts that you don't like yourself, change it. Change anything about yourself that you don't like. You can do that. And I think we've often talked about that here in this town. Isn't everyone always remaking themselves in this town? You can remake yourself. You're not stuck with who you think you are. You're not stuck with a personality that you think you picked up from your family. You're not stuck, we know now, with the genes that you have. Not the ones that you're wearing, but those little genes that are inside of you that people always tell you you cannot change. We know now that you can change your genetic coding, that you can change your DNA. So, if you can do all these things, isn't that a wonderful gift? Isn't that great news? So if you're sitting around lamenting that, oh, I'm just this way, I can't help myself, you can help yourself. You can become anything that you want to become. You are a chameleon all the time. We can change. That's the most marvelous thing about us. We can change. We are not stuck with who we are, where we are, what we are. We are not stuck with any of those things. And you're not cast or stuck in some financial situation. All things in your life come into your life to go out of your life. They come into your life to go out of your life. You are watching a movie that is going across the screen. Allow it to go across the screen. And if you don't like that movie, make a new movie for yourself. Make a new movie for yourself. You've all heard the expression, it came to pass. It's in the Bible. It came to pass. Metaphysically, what that means is it came into existence to pass out of existence. It came to pass. We came to this plane of action to pass out of this plane of action. There is nothing permanent. Nothing permanent. So think about that. If you're in a situation that you think, oh my goodness, this is horrible, I'll have to do this. No. All situations came into existence to go out of existence. Don't put all your energy into that. Put your energy into knowing, huh, this is in front of me now, but it's not going to last. It has to disappear. It always has to go back. It has to pass away. Everything. That's your problems. They come into existence to pass out of existence. Nothing is permanent. It does not come in to stay in. But when we're in that situation, we think, oh, this will never change. Now I'll have to be this way the rest of my life. I'll have to live this way the rest of my life. Don't believe that for one moment. The power that you have is the power to change. And you can change anything about yourself, and you can change any situation about yourself. So remember that, and know that that is a great gift and terrifically good news for you. Terrifically good news. So don't let yourself ever tell yourself that you are stuck. Your mind wants to do that. But you know now that you don't have to be stuck with anything. It came into existence to pass out of existence. So don't get all caught up in the situation. Look at the situation and realize that it is on its way out right here and right now. And it will go away. But we put all our energy into that situation. And we get stuck in that situation. You know in the Bible when it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Well, we're walking through these different valleys. But what happens, most people pitch a tent and want to live there. Don't pitch a tent in the valley. Walk right through the valley. Get out of any situation that you're in. Know that you have the power to get out of any situation. And know that there's always a reversal going on. What we have today, people say, well, I don't have $1 million today. Well, maybe you don't today, but that doesn't mean it can't be there tomorrow. It doesn't mean, you see, things change. There's always a reversal going on. Always a reversal going on in your life. So you go with that, you look at that, and you learn to change. And each and every one of us has the power to change ourselves. I used to be a drinker, I don't drink anymore. I used to be a smoker, I don't smoke anymore. I used to be a swearer, I still swear. I'm working on that one. But you see, we can change. We can make up our minds to change, and we change. Nothing is concrete. You are not stuck in any situation. You have the power to change and to change that situation. So don't allow anything on the outside of life to influence you in any way. It's just an event that's going on. Just an event that's going on. Excuse me. Nothing on the outside of life has any causation whatsoever. And nothing on this plane of action has any causation. Because on this plane of action, we look at material things. And material things have no causation of their own. No causation of their own. So there is no causation on the physical plane. There's only causation on the mental plane. And how many times have we read The Mental Equivalent, Emmett Fox's little book that Audra and Andy made a CD from? There, in that book, it tells you that you live in a mental world. And we have to realize that we live in a mental world. Meaning that our mind, our thinking, is causing what's going on. Nothing on the outside of life is causing anything. Your neighbor is not causing anything. Your boss is not causing anything. The economy is not causing anything. The price of gas is not causing anything. The only thing that is causing anything is your thinking. And your thinking can be changed. So look at that and decide to change your thinking. And how are we going to change our thinking? And what are we going to do with our thinking? Ha-ha, I happen to have an idea. We have to say to ourselves, I am lovable. I am deserving. I am worthy. And I matter. And I matter. And with that, let's do our little matter dance. You'll love this. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Thank you. You have to know that and to be able to change yourself. You have to know that you matter. With that, will you tell them how you mattered?
Oh, I performed last week, and before I went up on stage, I thought, I matter. That's all I thought. And I connected like that, and it was a home run, and it made me really happy. and it was the simplest thought. So it's nice to remember that before going public.
It's always nice to remember that you matter. That is one of the foundations in your life, to know that you matter and to use that. And you'll see all the difference in your life with that. This teaching works. These simple little tools work, but you must use them and you must work them. And they work every time. Christine, what did you say tonight? What you have no trouble with?
Traffic. I never have trouble with traffic because I just clear it. Once I started using it, I do it all the time now. It just works every time. From Topanga.
From Topanga, yes. Tonight I was coming across to Rhoda's house. I live in Hollywood. And I pick Rhoda up usually about 5 after 5 I get there. And tonight, I thought, I'm going to be late. I left my house at 5 minutes to 5. I arrived at her house at 5 after 5. She said, how did you get here so quickly? I flew. When you can clear traffic, when you know that you're always on time, that is one of my little mantras that I use all the time. I am on time. I am never late for anything. Years ago, when I was working for a lady by the name of L.V. Moore, and I used to cook for, I don't know, 60-some people, and we ran this little canteen cafeteria for actors. And I always had everything done on time, even when she thought it wouldn't be. So at the end of the year, she wrote a little piece of poetry, and it was called Ode to Our Chef. And it went, Ode to Our Chef Supreme, who wears ragged shorts in need of a steam, who does his laundry while stirring the pot, and sprinkles parsley quite a lot. But everything, but whatever short time may rot, everything ready right on the dot. And I use that in my life. Whatever short time may rot, everything ready right on the dot. And I, ever since I've been using that, I use that with time, with traffic, with when I have a chore to do or anything. I use that little rhyme, just the bottom part, and I don't go through the whole thing. Whatever short time may rot, everything ready right on the dot. Time is a man-made thing. We make time. And you can learn to shorten time and you can learn to stretch time. And back to Christine a moment. She can clear traffic. And if you can clear traffic, or you can get a traffic,
parking spot.
You can do anything. It is the same power that's doing that. But what did she say? Did anyone hear what she said? Ever since I started to believe that, I'm able to do it. Ever since I started to believe that, we have to believe. You have to believe. It is always done unto you as you believe. Not as I believe, but as you believe. And this thing we call God never asks us to try harder. Never asks us to try harder. God always asks us to believe more. To believe more. I have clients that come all the time. And they say, I don't believe. I said, you must believe something. And what I tell them always is this. To say, I believe. Because is there anyone here that does not believe in this thing, this power? You can call it anything you want. Is there anyone here that doesn't believe in that? No. You believe in it because you use it for different things. So you say to yourself, I believe. But help me. with my unbelief. I believe, but help me with my unbelief. There isn't anyone that doesn't have a little shadow of a doubt. You can't tell me that the Pope doesn't, or the Dalai Lama doesn't. But they have more belief. And that's all we're ever doing, is building our belief system. So if you can believe that you can clear traffic, then you can do all the other things that you want, because it's the same power. But it's done with belief. Remember, all miracles are instantaneous at the moment of belief. All miracles are instantaneous at the moment of belief. But some talk from you, it's a while to believe it. Once we believe it, it is there in front of us. It is always there in front of us. That's what this teaching is all about. That's what this whole thing of attraction is about. That's what these laws that we call immutable laws of the universe are all about. The universe works in an orderly fashion, and you can learn to get with the universe. You're never going to change the universe. You are not going to change the law of attraction, but you can learn to use the law of attraction for your benefit so that you are doing it. But it starts with the whole idea that you have to know that you matter. You matter enough to use it. You matter enough. And then you'd say to yourself, I know that I'm lovable, I'm deserving, and I'm worthy. And then you go stand up in front and you nail the performance, because you have to realize that you matter. Could I give these talks every week if I thought I didn't matter? If I thought I didn't matter, then what I was saying wouldn't matter, would it? It wouldn't matter. No, you have to know that you matter.
Down last night, I remembered something that you gave us a long time ago, which was, you say your name like Rhoda, I love you.
Yes.
You say it 10 times.
Yes.
And I did it last night. All these things just change how you feel, how you think. I mean, they're so simple, and they're so profound.
Yes. Simplicity is what God is. Simplicity is what the universe is. Man's mind wants to make everything complicated because we like to think that we're smart. So we make things as complicated as possible. I try to make things as simple as possible. And that is what this teaching is all about. This teaching can become esoteric if you wish. I could tell you all kinds of esoteric things. But what good would it do you? And what would it make me look like? A pompous rear end. And there's no need for that. This is a practical teaching to be able to put into use and to be able to do something with it. And what you can do with it is change your life. And you do that by changing your thinking. By changing your thinking about yourself. You have to know that you matter. And then, from there, you can springboard into anything. And when you know that you matter, no one can shake you. Because when you knew that you mattered, you didn't care what the other people thought. And you got up and did a good job. Your mind wasn't saying, oh, should I do that because he's in the audience, or this is in the audience, da, 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 da.
Well, there's a big Broadway star out there, and I really didn't care.
No, because once you know that you matter, you don't have to put on any airs or be something that you're not, because you know that you matter. And that's what all acting is about. That's what all life is about. Knowing that you matter, so that you don't have to go around with a false facade all the time, or pretending that you matter. Know that you matter. Know that that is a given in your life. And do these little things. The wonderful, wonderful me every day. I do that all the time. I have to remind myself of that all the time. The matter thing, which I told you I do getting out of the tub. And I get to laughing. I think it's funny. But we use these. We have to. And our affirmations. Are we still all doing affirmations? And you'll find that it works because it's changing your mind. You can call it reprogramming your mind. Or you can call it taking out the stuff that's in there that is not beneficial to you, that is not getting you where you want to go. And if you don't know that you matter, you're not going to go very far. You're not going to go very far. And you're not going to be happy. And wouldn't it be nice to be happy all the time? Yes. And there's a possibility. Who says we can't be happy all the time? Perhaps the world out there tells us that. But don't believe the world. Work on your own self. Know that you can change. And you can change anything about yourself. Nothing is in concrete. Okay? Remember that. Very, very, very important. Race mind alert. I'm going to do this race mind alert, even though it may be difficult. I hear this all the time. Well, if it's God's will. Does anyone know God's will? God's will is always for good. Good for you. Your will and God's will has to be one in the same thing. Can anyone tell me why that is true?
Because we're part of God.
Pardon?
Because we're a part of God.
Absolutely. Because if there was God's will and your will, that would be separation. And you cannot have separation. And people are in this teaching. And they know that we cannot have separation. But yet because we're so indoctrinated with the idea, God's will. If it's God's will, then I'll have the job. If it's God's will. The Baptists, for years, said, after a Sunday service, God will, I'll see you next Sunday, God willing, and the creek don't rise. It's always God's will. Your will is God's will. There is only one will. There is only one life. There is only one mind. God is all there is. There is nothing but God. So your will is God's will. And God's will for you is good and greater good. So remember that. God's not holding anything back, seeing if you're going to be good enough. And God's not somewhere saying, well, I don't know, maybe I won't give them that today. I don't feel like it, so it's not my will, so they're not getting it. This thing that we call God is above all of that. You cannot influence God. You cannot influence God. The greatest worship you can give God is to love yourself. God does not need worship. God is above worship. When you worship God, you are worshiping yourself. And you are the one who benefits from the worshiping. God does not benefit from it. You can't add anything to God. You can't subtract anything from God. And you cannot influence God. God is not a man in the sky. God is not anthropomorphic. God is alive an energy and an intelligence. God cannot be seen, but God can be seen. I can look at you and see God. Remember that. That's a little thing that the world loves to do. That's complete grace mind. Well, if it's the will of God. Because you want to blame somebody else for something. And it's a lovely excuse when things don't go right. You say, well, I guess it wasn't God's will. There it goes. Wasn't God's will. God's will is good. That's all God wants for you, is good and greater good. So give up that idea of the will of God that has been perpetuated on this race for thousands and thousands of years. And how did it start? It started with primitive men who looked around and saw disasters every which way and couldn't come up with anything better than, oh, must be God. Look at that. That volcano, it's going up in flame. I guess we're going to have to kill 20 virgins. You know? It's a wonder there was any population left. You don't sacrifice to God. Sacrificing anything to God does not influence God in the least. Yet people think, well, if I sacrifice something, God will notice me. God already notices you. God already notices you. God knows everything about you. God knows everything about you. Now here's the kicker. God knows everything about you. And God still loves you. Still loves you. There's nothing you can do to influence God's love. God loves you. Regardless. But we think, oh, now God can't love me. Look what I've done this time. This is the big one. No. No. God still loves you. God still loves you. So don't hold anything against yourself. And don't hold anything against God. You're in partnership with this whole thing. God is working in, as, and through you all the time. So you can accomplish what you want. You can accomplish what you want. It's done with belief. It's done with belief. And it's done with knowing. You know, you believe something, and then you have to know that it's true. You don't think it's true, you have to know that it's true. And when you know, knowing is beyond thought. When you know something, you can't explain to somebody when they say, well, I know that. Well, how do you know? Well, I just know. You have to just know. But what you have to know is that your life is unfolding exactly in the right manner. It's unfolding for you. See all the good in it. Concentrate on all the good that's unfolding. And more good will keep unfolding. And more good will keep unfolding. What is that? Law of attraction. It's always the law of attraction. You focus on the good, you get more of the good. It has to come back to you, multiplied abundantly. That's the way it works. So concentrate on all of that. How many people here sit in gratitude? Yes, sit in gratitude. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to sit in gratitude. And it will open all kinds of doors for you. It's amazing. So, remember, the will of God is good for you. and only good. That's what God wants for you. And there's not God's will and your will. Or that would be separation. And that would mean conflict. And there's no conflict in the mind of God. God's mind is always at peace. Always at peace. And your mind can do that also. Just little things to remember. But I heard that so many times this week about the will of God from people who should know better. But people should know better. But it's an insidious little thing that you've heard since day one. And the world still teaches it. And it's complete race mind. And it's complete twaddle. It's complete twaddle. Don't do that to yourselves. Know that your will and God's will are one in the same thing. And if you want something, you do not have to beg God for it. You do not have to beg. You're not here to beg. Don't do that to yourselves, okay? So, we're still doing our affirmations. Are we doing treatment work of any type, anybody? That just means praying. We always are praying. Helps our mind. Doesn't do anything there. All right. With that said, let's do a spiritual mind treatment. And this is what I absolutely know. I am one with God. God's will and my will are one and the same thing. And I know that God wants only good for me and greater good for me. And I look for that good everywhere. And lo and behold, I find it. And I look for more and I find it. I train myself to see good in everything. I train myself to see good everywhere. And I let that good flow to me because I know that I am worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that I matter. So right here and right now, I let all the abundance and the prosperity and the money flow to me. My being is open. My mind is open. And every channel in the universe is available to me. And I let that be so. And so it is. Tonight's topic is called wiggle room. And why am I talking about wiggle room? Because so many of us have this idea of what God is. We also have this idea of how things should be done and things that we want, how they should arrive, that we do not allow God any wiggle room whatsoever. And we have to allow God wiggle room to give you what you want. You see, we have to do that. Remember, Fun and Entertainment Committee, Ways and Means Committee. Don't tell the Ways and Means Committee how things should be done and how they should be brought to you. Because then you limit God. And you cannot limit God. When you say it must be done in a certain way, it must be done this way, now, how do you think God's going to work with that? Instead of saying, I'm open to receive it the best possible way, bring it to me any way you want, and then it'll come to you. How many people, I have to have this job, and I have to have it this way. And then you don't get that job. And you say, well, God just doesn't work. That didn't work. God works all the time. God is never wrong. God is always right. Horrible. True. God is always right. But you have to give God wiggle room to bring it to you. To bring it to you. So you get the idea. And you say, here's the idea. And I know that this is a divine idea. But I'm more than willing to allow you to add to it, to subtract from it, and to bring it to me your way. To bring it to you your way. Regardless of what we can conceive in our mind as the very best possible thing for us, God can outthink us every time and give you something even better that you could never think of. Because we are using a finite mind, and God is using an infinite mind, loaded with infinite possibilities. And God can figure the whole thing out. But when you box God in and don't give God wiggle room, you can't expect God to be able to do its work. When I want something, I tell God or the universe, here's my idea. Here's what would make me happy. Here is what I want. Now, go to work on that any way that you want. Then I sit and I imagine all the little knobs in the universe turning, all the dials turning, so that I can get what I want. But if I box it in, now all those little dials can't move. They can't be turned. Why do all these little dials have to be turned? Because anything that you want has to be for the best of all those concerned. That's why my good is always my good. That's why I don't take anything from anybody else. It's an impossibility. But in our minds, finite mind, we think, well, if he has it, I don't have it, so therefore there's not enough to go around. So when you put yourself in a box like that, now the little dials can't turn so that it's the best for all those concerned. Always God works that way. That's why sometimes it takes a moment or so to get something, because the adjustments have to be made. The adjustments have to be made. This universe is so delicate and so intertwined and interwoven with everything and interdependent on everything that when I get up and I walk from this chair across the room, adjustments have to be made for the gravity of the earth. And adjustments are made. Dials are turned. Things are done. Otherwise, if we all went to that side of the room, the world would start to go faster in that direction. We can't have that. So when you're doing any of those things, use your what? Use your imagination. Imagination. The greatest gift that you were given is your imagination. So when you want these things, you sit down, you get the idea, and you get very clear, and you can visualize that idea, and you get that warmth of feeling, and you feel it, and then you release it to God and say, here is my idea. Take it and make it better. Take it and make it better. And release that. And know that it's going to come back to you. And then with your imagination, you sit and see the dials turning. And while you're doing that, you're saying to yourself, I matter. I'm lovable. I'm deserving and I'm worthy. If you don't remind yourself of that and you throw this out there, and something in the back of your mind is saying, well, I don't deserve that, you think it's going to come to you? You think it's going to come to you? No. Always start with the foundation. You have to sit and convince yourself that you are worthy of that, that you deserve that, that you're lovable, and that you matter. Then you give it to God. And it comes back to you. And it comes back to you in ways that we don't know. But we don't have to know the ways of these things. Our job is not to know the ways, nor the means. God can figure all that out for us. But we can sit and enjoy. And we can sit in peace. And we can sit knowing that we're being taken care of. That we're being taken care of. Instead of all this rushing around, thinking you have to do it all. I gave that up years ago, thinking I had to do it all. I do very little. And I like doing very little. We don't have to do all the work. Then there's no sense in having a God, is there? You know, I figured that out years ago. I thought, well, that's God's job. And I don't want God's job. Let God do the work. Don't take God's job away from you, from him, from it, from whatever. But we try to do that. We think we have to do it. And we don't have to do it. We have this power that can do it for us. And it's done with belief. And it's mostly done with belief in yourself. Because you believe in God. So if you believe in God and you're not getting what you want, then the clog must be within you someplace. And the clog that's clogging that up has to be a belief that you don't think that you're worthy, deserving, lovable, and that you matter. Has to be every time. Rhoda, who said earlier, oh, this is very simple. This teaching is simple. I'm simple. Four things to remember. Only four things to remember. And yet we think it's so difficult to get what we want. In the next month, this is the last Monday in February. So in March, for 1 month, really concentrate on those four items. Worthy, deserving, lovable, and that you matter. For the next month, and see if your life doesn't change. Every day, just repeat that once, twice a day. Your whole life will change. Your whole life will change. You will not only feel better about yourself, things will come into your life. What you've been looking for will come into your life. What you are looking for, you are looking with. What you are looking for, you are looking with. Everything is already done. Everything is already here. You're not seeing it because you don't think that you're worthy enough to see it. Once you know that you can see it, it will be there. See, we all believe in God. I don't think there's anyone in this room that doesn't believe in God. But now you have to start to believe in yourself. And you have to know that this thing that we call God works through you. God can only do for you what God can do through you. God is not outside of you in a manufacturing plant somewhere, making things and going to UPS them to you. God is within you. Working all the time. And once you open that clog, the flow will come. The flow will come. Is there anyone here who is afraid to do that? No. So why not do it? Why not give it a try? Why not say, I'm going to see if Dallas is really right about this? And then if he's not, I'm not coming back. Try it for the next 30 days and see if your life doesn't change and that you get out of life all the things that you want. But let God do some of the work. You do not have to do all the work yourself. Otherwise, there's no sense in having a God. No sense in having a God. And God wants you to have what you want. What you want. And think of the peace of mind that you will have. Think of not having anxiety any longer. Think of always being happy and content, knowing that you're supported, that you're taken care of, that you're not going to wind up under the bridge with a bag. But that is not the way this thing works. It's not the way this thing works. This thing called God wants you to have everything and knows how to give you everything. We don't know that. We think because the world tells us that we can't do this, this, and this, we believe the world because race mind and the world is very convincing. Do not believe the world. Believe this thing that you call God. Make God more powerful than the world. And you will see all the difference in your life. In your life. Is anyone here afraid to do this or express this because you may think that people will laugh at you? You know, oh, I can't be too religious. People think I'm a kook. Can't be too spiritual. People think I'm a kook. Who cares? If you're getting what you want, who cares if people think you're a kook? I don't care what people think about me. You know, what people think about me is none of my business. What I think about myself is what I'm concerned about. What I think about myself. So I have to do it myself. I'm the one who has to start believing in me. I have to know these things about myself so that I have a foundation that can't be taken away by the world out there who wants to keep you always on edge, always in fear. They are always coming up with a new fear. They probably came up with several today that I haven't heard about. That's why I don't turn those things on. They're not going to tell you anything decent. You know, they're going to tell you not to eat at Taco Bell. You know, you'll get E. coli or something. I don't even know what E. coli is. Nor do I care what it is. But that's all fear. Everything out there that the world is teaching is based on fear. This teaching is based on love. Is based on love. Love of what? Self. Love of self. God does not need love. Why does God not need love? because God is love. God is love. And that's what God does, is love. Love and give. So remember those things. So when I say that you're living, moving, and having your being in the mind of God, you can also say that you're living, moving, and having your being in love. That love is everywhere. That love is everywhere. And when you start loving yourself, you start loving other people. And that changes the world. And it'll change your world. Just those few little things, just slightly tweaking your consciousness, just tweaking the way you have thought about things, so that you can use this, that you can use this in your life, every bit, every part of your life starts to get involved with this whole thing, so that everything works for you, and the traffic works for you, relationships work for you, money works for you, and creativity works for you. Those are the four biggies in your life. Those are the four biggies in anybody's life. And you can get them all working for you. You can get them all working for you. So if you can do one thing, you can do it all. There is not a traffic god and a money god and a health god and a financial god and a creative god. There's only one God doing it all. There's only one God doing it all. So now how simple can it get? We're down to one. Only one thing that you ever have to be concerned about. What is my relationship with God? And be concerned with your ongoing relationship with God. Learn to have a relationship with God the same way you would have a relationship with your husband or your friend or your brother or your sister, your mother, your father. Find a way to have a relationship, a close relationship with God, an intimate relationship with God, so that you can tell this power anything, and that you can ask this power for anything, so that you are not embarrassed by asking. And always know when you ask, it will be given to you. God is not a parent. Don't give that quality to this thing we call God. When we were children, and sometimes we ask our parents for something, they said, no, you may not have it. If you ask God, God always says, yes, you may have it. And I'm working on it right now. I'm turning every doubt in the universe so that you can have what you want and so that everybody else can also have what they want, so that it's always to the best of all those concerned. And it's wonderful, and so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.